Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
this Dr. Jazz Hour will present some of the nicknames that jazz musicians acquired during their careers, with their nicknames inserted into the titles of pieces played on today's program. Many musicians' nicknames became their professional names, such as Lockjaw Davis, Sweets Edison, or Tootie Heath. We've got two nicknames on this first one. Edward Boatner was known as Sonny Stitt, and James Wesley Holloway was Red. Here's both on tenor sax in 1976 with a quintet doing Forecast, Sunny, and Red. Pianist and singer Jay McShann was known as Hootie, so here he is with a quartet in 1941 with Hootie's Ignorant Oil, vocal by Walter Brown. Then pianist Hampton Hawes will play a tribute to Charlie Parker by playing Yardbird Suite on his 1958 album 4. Charlie Yardbird Parker recorded the piece in 1946. Hawes on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Mitchell, another nickname, on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums.
Thank you.
why do you do the things you do? When you get drunk, why do the things you do? You talk loud and wrong and don't care what you say or do. Last night, do you remember standing on 18th and Vine? Last night, do you remember standing on 18th and Vine? If I'd have been your pappy, you wouldn't have been called no son of mine. Now don't drink hootie, 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 it won't spoil. Now don't drink hootie, 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 it won't spoil. Now I know why folks all call it ignorant. So hold it, hootie, hootie, don't drink that stuff. So hold it, hootie, hootie, don't drink that stuff. 'Cause you don't know just when you've had enough. Thank you.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are checking out the nicknames of some jazz musicians. Guitarist Mark Whitfield has been dubbed Quick Pick. He wrote and recorded Quick Pick's Blues in 1994, solos by Nicholas Payton on trumpet and Kenny Kirkland on piano. Tenor man Coleman Hawkins was known as Bean. He recorded his original Bouncing with Bean with a septet in 1940. Conga man Pancho Sanchez and trumpeter Terrence Blanchard did an album together in 2011, a tribute album to Conguero Chano Pozo and Dizzy Gillespie. On the album was Dizzy's dashiki, referring to the colorful African robe that Dizzy often wore.
Thank you.
We are enjoying nickname jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Leandro Barbieri, saxophonist from Argentina, is known as Gato, which means cat in Spanish. Here's Gato playing The Shadow of the Cat in 2002. Cuban big band leader Arturo O'Farrell was nicknamed Chico. Here's his band in 1996 doing Chico's Cha-Cha. Sax and flute player David Newman was called Fathead by his high school music teacher, and the name stuck. Here's Fathead playing one in 1958 simply titled Fathead, with Ray Charles on piano.
Thank you.
This last set of Nickname Jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with Sassy, as Sarah Vaughan was known. In 1991, the vocal group Manhattan Transfer recorded Sassy on their Offbeat of Avenues album. Trumpeter Roy Eldridge had the nickname Little Jazz. Arturo Sandoval recorded Little Jazz on his trumpet in 2003 on the album Trumpet Evolution. Jazz legend has it that Billie Holiday once said something like, "We have dukes, counts, kings, and queens. What we need is a president." So she dubbed saxophonist Lester Young as the president, or Prez for short. So here's Lester Young with Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Joe Jones on drums playing Prez Returns in 1956.
She knows what you want to do. Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.